Praise the Lord. The Lord is here this morning, and He's here to minister to you, just you. If you're the only one here today, God is going to minister you. If there's 1,000 here today, God's going to minister you.
Amen.
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 He's a personal God, and He knows exactly what we have need of.
Amen.
Well, I'm Pastor Sharon, and this is Pastor Rock, and we want to thank each and every one of you for being here today. And if this is your first time at Oasis, if you will just raise your hand so our ushers can get you a card. And we just want to welcome you today. Let's welcome them with a hand clap. Thanks for coming. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Before I turn over to Pastor, I want to speak a word of declaration and blessing over you today. So be ready to receive. Amen.
Amen.
This is God's word, and it's coming forth to bless you this morning. So I declare in the name of Jesus that you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood, and you are reigning in life as kings on the earth. You are sanctified, consecrated, and separated from this world. I declare you are healed. Jehovah Rapha has taken sickness and disease away from the midst of you. You have a sound mind and body in the name of Jesus. I declare you are energized, revitalized, transformed, renewed, restored powerhouses for God. The healing power of God continually surrounds you. You keep, amen, He keeps you and preserves you in your whole body, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, I declare you are the redeemed this morning.
Yes.
You are redeemed from sickness.
Yes.
You are redeemed from debt. You
yes.
are redeemed from poverty and lack.
Yes.
Your household is blessed, and you're living under an open heaven. The blessings of the Lord make you rich and adds no sorrow with it. I declare you are increasing more and more. Wealth and riches are in your house. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and never beneath. You are the lender and not the borrower. You sow bountifully and you reap a bountiful harvest on every seed sown. I declare everything you put your hands to prospers. I declare that money comes to you. I command finances and all resources to come forth now without delay to you in Jesus' name. I declare the wealth of the wicked, the treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places comes to you now. I declare the supernatural word of God is prevailing in every area of your life. I declare your family is saved. I declare your children come to God. I declare in the name of Jesus that your household is blessed of God in every area of your life. Your job, I call blessings to you on your job. I declare you had the favor of God and the favor of man. And I declare the supernatural word of God is prevailing in every area of your life. You are an overcomer. You are victorious. And God always causes you to triumph in Jesus' name. Give Him a hand clap of
praise.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
He is mighty.
Praise
He's
God.
A mighty God this morning.
Praise
Amen.
God.
And now I'll turn it over to Pastor.
Praise God. Pastor Sharon needs to get a little fired up.
The word.
I've got three quick announcements. One is our series. One is doing a series on prayer, and we have a prayer series. And this week, it'll be the fourth one that Juan has taught on prayer, and it has been great. It'll
Amen.
Be tonight at 6 o'clock. Excellent. If you missed it, you missed something really, really good. One of your high points last week was that I took was time. Take time. Give the time. Put the time in. I like it.
Amen.
All the ladies that are 20 and older want to ask you to stand. If you're 20 and older, now I know a lot of y'all don't want to admit you're 20 and older. Where we really have a problem is when we ask the ladies that are 50 and older to stand, because that just ain't happening. They won't get up. Okay, so all the ladies 20 and older are standing. Okay, now Natasha has got something that she wants to give you. And her and Chrissy are going to give these out this morning. And it's an invitation to the ladies' meeting that's this Tuesday night. And I believe y'all are having Christmas in July, where y'all bring gifts and
$5 $1 gifts. So every lady brings $5 $1 gifts and have it wrapped or in a bag.
And y'all get really, I mean...
We have fun, food, fun, and fellowship.
It's wild. I've heard some of the things that I shouldn't hear because I'm not allowed to hear, but...
The men are jealous. That's all I can say. They're jealous. We have a good time.
That's it. So now everybody's got their invitations to come, and it's this Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in the coffee shop.
Amen.
All righty. You may be seated. I've got the third one. The third announcement is, I really ask as a favor to us, as your pastors, that next week we've got a guest speaker, John Marola. It's the first guest speaker we've had all year. And I would really like for you to come and your friends and family to come and to hear John. John is an excellent speaker. I promise you, you'll leave feeling uplifted and encouraged after you hear him. But I'm putting it out there. Please, please come and support John Marola. He's coming all the way from Pennsylvania, and it would do our hearts good to see just a full house for John. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All righty. Now it is neighbor looking time. Look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, point at your neighbor, and say, tell your neighbor, I'm glad you're here today.
I'm glad you're here today.
Now say, I came.
To receive.
God's good word.
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
To receive.
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare.
I'll never.
Ever.
Be the same.
Again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the rest of this service. Father, we thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank you for answers coming in your presence this day. Holy Spirit, anoint me. Help me. Teach through me. Preach through me. Help me say what I should say this day. Help me to leave off what I should leave off. Help me to flow perfectly with you, Holy Spirit, this day. Father, I thank you that you said when your word is preached or taught, signs and wonders follow your word. And we are preaching and teaching your word this day. And we're expecting and believing to see signs and wonders follow this word this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ask if you will and get your Bibles and go to John chapter 10. Glory to God. I like it. Glory to God. Excitement about the word. I like it. John 10 and 27. The title of the message today is Expect to Hear His Voice. Now, I teach about hearing the voice of God a lot because that's what the Lord gives me a lot. He really gives me this an awful lot for us to hear. And we gain revelation knowledge. The more it's taught, the more revelation knowledge we all receive. So we're going deeper into it even today. Amen? John 10 and 27 in the King James says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, a lot of times we think, well, you know, a lot of people... I was in a group of ministers one time, and they were asked about hearing the voice of God. And a bunch of those ministers said, nope, never heard him. And I was like, oh my God, why are we listening to you? Because you should be able to hear the voice of God. Now, I say that about ministers, but I mean it about anybody. If we're Christians, that didn't say, my pastors hear my voice, and I know them and they follow me. It says, my sheep. If we're His sheep, we should hear His voice and follow Him. Now, Mark 7:16 says, If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. That's spiritual ears. Now, one thing about hearing the voice of God is expecting to hear God's voice. Proverbs 8:34, Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates and waiting at the post of my doors. Isaiah 55:3, Incline your ear and come to me. Here in your soul shall live. So we need to watch, we need to wait, we need to listen, and we need to expect to hear. So many times we miss the leading of God because we're expecting something more dramatic, or we're expecting nothing at all, not to hear His voice. So I'm telling you, I'm charging you today, expect to hear His voice. It may be an impression. It may be a verse that comes alive to you. It may be a light bulb moment while listening to a message or during a conversation. God can speak to you while you're watching a movie or listening to a song. If your heart is expecting to hear from God, you will. Even during daily chores or activities of life, the Spirit of God is alive on the inside of us, and He's trying to get us to hear. Now, where's it at? Okay, this is a box. Now, in religious circles, God can only speak inside this box. He has parameters. He has boundaries. He can only speak a certain way. God only... You know, I've had people tell me, well, you know, don't pray about that. That's a little bitty thing. God, don't bother God with that. That would bother Him. Only save it up. The person told me, I save up my prayers, and I only pray about big things. You know, the big things, that's the ones I go to Him with, but not the little things. See, now that's the religious mindset. So that's limiting or setting boundaries on how God can speak or if God can speak. But I'm telling you, God's outside this box. We have boundaries that He can only speak in big things, or He can only answer big prayers. But I'm telling you, He can speak in big things and in little things. He can guide us in big ways or little ways. But it's up to us to put that drawing on hearing from Him by expecting to hear. He wants to reveal things to us. God's wisdom far exceeds our natural wisdom, and it's revealed by the Spirit. He will guide us, John 16:13, into all truth. Now, we tend to live our lives on the level of the soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. But we should live our lives over in the Spirit, listening to hear, listening, expecting to hear. Psalms 85:8, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. Romans 8:14, for those who are led by the Spirit are the children of God. Now, I'm going to give you some normal everyday ways that God can lead us, He can guide us, He can speak to us. Now, I was looking at the tires on Granny's car a couple of months ago. And I remember thinking about the tires, and I said, well, you know, they still got tread on them, and I'm thinking about whether they need replacing or not. You know, I'm just looking at them. And now I like to take things to the last second. Y'all might not be like that. Like, if you know, I like to use things all the way out. I don't like to waste it. And on her tires, I was looking at those tires, and I said, you know, there's still some decent tread left. There's probably 9 months of tread, maybe a year, you know, of tread left on those tires. And so I said, nah, we ain't going to do that right now, nah. Mm-mm. And then that thought kept coming to me about the tires on Granny's car. Now, why am I thinking about the tires on Granny's car, and I don't want to do nothing about the tires on the car anyway? I want to wait, but I can't keep the tires off. That was the Spirit. It was trying to you know, prompt me. And I said, well, okay, here's what I'll do. I'll pray about it. And so me and Pastor Sharon, we started praying about it. And I'd already had a prompting, but we were praying about it. And we just prayed, Lord, show us, you know, if it's time for the tires to be replaced, show us and lead us and guide us. And then I was reading an article. I wasn't looking for an article. I was reading an article on the front page of one of the newspapers or whatever. And it was talking about tires. And it said about these are the best tires, and this is the thing about the tires. And they said, you know, tires have a blowout. If you have tires that are between 6 and 8 years old, it's a common factor that they blow out. And that word blowout kind of just popped up in my spirit, because I've never had a blowout. I've had a lot of flat tires, but I've never had a blowout. Well, I'm mulling it, and I'm just taking my time. I'm trying to listen. I'm trying to be attentive. I'm expecting to hear. Then Wanda gets up and testifies about her daughter, Jessica, about she had a blowout. She's okay. She was safe. God took care of her, but she had a blowout. And I said, there's that word again, What's it about the blowout? What is the blowout? And then Pastor Sharon, we were both praying about it, and she read something about it, and she heard something about it. And it was like, what is he, you know, what's going on? And we felt like, in our spirit, that the Lord was saying, do it now to avoid a blowout. Because if you'll do it now, it's my wisdom speaking to you, and the natural man is trying to take over. The natural man is trying to say, there's a little bit of tread left. We can get a couple of more, a few more months out of the thing. Let's wear it down till we can't, you know, to the nub. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll do it. But no, the Spirit was saying, now's the time. Do it this time. And I was like, okay. And so I called, and the place that we called to do it, you know, you don't make an appointment ahead of time. You can't. And so it was first come, first serve. We went in, and we were it. I mean, they took us right in. They did it right then. There was a $70, $80 rebate on the tires. I mean, everything just, it was flowed. It was smooth. It was just, but I'm telling you, you know, a lot of people, that's outside their box. They say, I wouldn't pray about tires. Why have you got to pray about tires? Because you're going in natural human wisdom. We all are sometimes. And we assume some things that are not true. We assume our safety is such a way, and the Spirit of God may be saying, go a different way home today. Do this route instead of the other route today. And you say, well, I always go this way. Why would I go a different way? And your mind will argue against the Spirit, and the Spirit is trying to keep you safe. The Spirit is trying to keep us, our welfare, okay. But a lot of times we just, it's not in our box. Y'all still with me? You went home. I'm glad y'all are still here. See, God is a personal God. He'll speak a personal word to us. Expect Him to speak. Keep expecting to hear. You may go a few days. You may go a couple of weeks. You may go longer than that. Expect Him. Keep that drawing going no matter what you're doing. I'm expecting to hear an answer of this. I've asked the Lord a question. I've prayed about this situation. I'm expecting to know what to do in this situation. Now, let's go somewhere. It said that if His sheep hear His voice, a lot of people will say, I don't hear the voice of God, I never hear it. Well, I'm going to give you two reasons for that. It's either because you don't believe you can hear His voice, so you don't expect to hear it. Or you're not born again, and you're not a sheep, and you really don't hear His voice. So get born again, then you can hear His voice. That was good. Thank you very much. Proverbs 4:3 and verse number 5 and 6, trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize Him, and He'll make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. In common English, that same set of scriptures in Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't rely on your own intelligence. Hang on. Don't rely on your own intelligence. Don't rely on your own intelligence. We're smart people, but we're not smart as God. We're not smarter than God. We don't know what God knows. God knows the future. He sees things ahead of time that we don't see. Know Him in all your paths, and He'll keep your ways straight. We rely on our intelligence way too much. I'm not saying you shouldn't make intelligent decisions, but sometimes those decisions are not based on the Spirit. They're based on intellect. And it can't be that way. Same set of scriptures in the easy-to-read version. Trust the Lord completely and don't depend on your own knowledge. With every step you take, think about what He wants, and He will help you go the right way. We need wisdom in buying things. If we acknowledge Him and we pray first, He'll show us. See, in my tires, I was leaning on my understanding. This is how they look. This is how much tread they've got left. It's not about that. Well, this is how much money we have, so this is the class course that I'm going to take. Mm-mm. This is how much money we have. This is what I'm going to do on a vehicle. No. Sometimes we're looking at the wrong way. God will supply supernaturally, but we're so limited to what we're hearing Him say. We can only limit God to a certain budget. Thank you very much. Now, I'm preaching to pastor first, okay? Because I always thought, you know, my favorite word is free. I like the word free. I like the word cheap really good too. I like cheap, cheap. Good deal, free, cheap. These are really wonderful words. And I always look for those words when we're doing stuff for the church or we're doing stuff, you know, those are some of my favorite words. And sometimes the Lord will surprise me and say, go this one anyway. Take this bid. Do this. Anybody else up there? This is not in my box. You see the parameters of my box? How it looks. There was this book. I've given you a lot of the teachers have been given this book. I've read this one book over and over. It's called Power Praying. I love it. It's helped me see a bigger picture of God. And but some people may read this book and say, one of the first articles in the book is about this lady, and she's asking the Lord different stuff or whatever. And she's asking him about ordinary things. She's asking him, her daughter, a small child, spilled something really rough on her carpet, and that stained her carpet. She's never going to get the stain up. I mean, it's just awful. And she's like, oh, we can't replace the carpet. You know, I got to find the best carpet stuff I can find to get this stain out. And so she starts praying about it and headed to the store. She goes to the store, and she's praying, and she sees these things, and she's kneeling down. She's looking at them, and she's kind of like putting her hand on each one. Please show me, guide me, lead me. There's one of these that's got to be better than the others. I don't know what's what, but you got supernatural wisdom, Father God. Show me what's what. And behind her, there's two ladies. She didn't know they were back there. They had walked up behind her, and she put her hand over this, like the second one or the third one. As soon as she did, the lady said, "That's it." Another one lady said, "Yep, that's the one." She said, "That's the best one there is right there. We've used it," and she just started telling about her story about how she used it. And the other lady said, "She used it, it'll get out any stain." I wanted to know the name of it. They didn't put it in the book. But you know, she said she used it on the stain, and it got the stain out perfectly. Now, a lot of people, that's outside their box. So a lot of people can't read that book past that first little section because they say God wouldn't dare speak in a little bitty, what I would consider, or some people would consider, I don't consider it, but a lot of people would consider insignificant. He's just not bothered with those kind of things. I believe he is. I believe he is if we include him. So it helped me see a bigger picture of God. Now, okay, I'll give you another one. Me and Pastor Sharon were praying about somewhere else to get our dogs groomed. Now, I know that's not a big thing with y'all. Y'all might not even be dog lovers. I know there's a lot of dog lovers in here. And I know if you're not a dog lover, you know, you can get born again this morning. And you can become a dog lover too. You can get saved and you can get filled with the Spirit where you love animals and you love dogs. You know, and y'all understand, I'm kidding around, right? Okay. Anyway, we're praying about this. Nobody knows we're praying about this because we pray about what people would consider crazy stuff. But this is something that was important to us, and so we're praying about it. And we've been praying and believing, expecting to hear for about a week. Mike Miller, after one of the services, he's down there. He's just talking to us about different stuff, and he brings up his dog. Dog lovers, they always talk about their dogs. He starts talking about his dog. He said, "My dog looks so good." And he started talking about the dog. So why does your dog look so good? He said, I just took it to a different groomer. And this groomer was really good and really reasonable. That's another one of my words, reasonable. Reasonable, cheap, good. I mean, I'm telling you. And I was like, woo! And I looked over at Pastor Sharon, and she was like, woo! She heard it too. You know, we both heard the same word at the same time. And we both said, "Who is it?" And he told us who it was. And we went home, and we didn't tell him anything. We went home. We were like, that's where we need to call. And we called there, and they were very reasonable. We took the dogs there. We're checking out. And the lady asked us, she said, "Now, they've been in business for years." And she said, "How did you find out about us? I mean, they're on the main thing. Everybody could know about them." I said, "Well, Mike Miller was telling us about it." And she said, "Okay." And she wrote something down. And I said, "Well, maybe they're going to give him a referral." He didn't know anything about it, you know. And I thought about it. And then she said, "Oh, and here's your bill. She said, I'm going to knock $20 off this bill today because you were referred. I was like, really? Well, all right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Way to go, God. Hallelujah. I know in the prayer group, Jim's always talking about, and I know Jim's probably back there with the children today, but Jim's always talking about, I want to see God multiply some money. I want to tell Jim this story because Jim needs to understand. I got $20 right now that I would not have had God not multiplied my money. If something cost you $20 less or $50 less, that was God multiplying your money. That was God doing something for you, showing you special favor. I didn't know they had that thing. None of us knew. We included the Lord, and He said, I got a way for you to go, and you're going to be blessed in the way I take you. Acknowledge Him. And just the big decisions. That's not what it said, though, is it? It said in all. All. And He'll direct our paths. We'll be guided. We'll be directed. Our steps will be ordered. Isaiah, it says, your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand, when you turn to the left. You may wake up tomorrow morning. You may have a song on your mind. That could be God speaking to you. Are you hearing anything in the mouth of two or three witnesses? Like a theme. You're praying about something and you start hearing a theme. I'm telling you, that's God trying to get it to you. A lot of times, you'll know it on your spirit on the inside, but a lot of times that's Him trying to confirm it in the mouth of two or three witnesses or in two or three different ways. Go back to 1 Corinthians 2:14. But the natural, unbelieving, this is in the Amplified, unbelieving man does not accept the things, the teachings, the revelations of the Spirit of God. For their foolishness, they're absurd, they're illogical to him. He is incapable of understanding them because they're spiritually discerned and appreciated, and he's unqualified to judge spiritual matters. So the natural man doesn't accept revelations from God. He doesn't believe God can speak to you today. Or he doesn't believe God can speak to you about little bitty things because that's not in his box, his religious box. Proverbs 3:5-6, again, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. In all your ways, not just your big ways, not just the big things, in the little things. There was this family, and they're praying about their food situation. This is over 50 years ago. And they're praying about their no food situation. They got the whole family gathered around and they're having devotion over their food that they don't have. There's no food there on the table. And they're praying about having no food in their house. And as they're praying, their washing machine breaks down. Does that ever happen to y'all? You're praying about something and then something else comes attacks. You know, it's pretty common. The father leaves the table and he goes to see what he can do about the washing machine that has just broke down. He moves it out from the wall. There's something slimy and green under the washing machine. It's a $10 bill. Now, 50 years ago, $10 was $10, and you could go to the grocery store and you could get groceries for 10 bucks. You get a lot. I mean, I ain't saying you're going to have everything you need, but you're going to have a lot. They all marched their little self to the grocery store. They just been praying over having no food. They just invited God in their situation. But that's a little thing. It's not a little thing if you're hungry. It's not a little thing if your washing machine broke down. It's not a little thing if your air conditioner went out. It's not a little thing, you understand, it's a principle here. It's not a little thing if your car's not working properly. Acknowledge Him. Bring Him into the situations. Include Him by prayer and by telling Him about your situation. You say, God knows about my situation. That's right. He likes to be told about it, though. Tell him what it is, what you're going through. He likes for us to talk to Him and communicate with Him. So many times we let our circumstances drown out God's voice. The difficulties of life, they try to drown out His voice. I can pursue Him, or I can allow my difficulties to be my focus. I've done that many times. I've let my difficulties be my focus. You and I can hear God's voice in the midst of difficulties and pain. In the middle of divorce, you can hear God's voice. In the middle of grief, you can hear God's voice. In the middle of unemployment, you can hear God's voice. In praying for a prodigal child, you can hear God's voice. Even if you got past wounds, all of us do. Past wounds and regrets and bad circumstances. It tries to drown out His voice, but we can still hear Him speaking if we'll just expect to hear His voice. He's still guiding. He speaks to us unconsciously a lot of times. That's when we're not conscious or aware that it's God, but it is God. It is His voice. It is His direction. There was this volunteer chaplain. He's volunteering like at the hospital once a week or whatever, and he's late for his volunteer job. This is true. He's late to get to the hospital to do his volunteer work at the hospital. And his phone rings. It's a number he doesn't recognize, and no, I'm not taking it. Then he's still, you know, getting to going. He's trying to get so he won't be so late. And it does it again. And then he's you know, out the door, he's going toward it, and then it rings again. He said, three times. He said, surely it's something important. He takes the call on the third time. He doesn't recognize the number. The lady says on the other end, she said, I'm trying to reach my, and it was her daughter-in-law. And he said, I'm sorry, you've got the wrong number. She said, well, my son, her husband was just in an accident, and he's on life support. And she said, I'm sorry, I dialed this wrong number three different times, but I was pretty shook up. Well, he asked her, he's a hospital chaplain. He said, what hospital are you going to? And she named the hospital that he worked at. And he's headed to right then. He told her he's headed there right then. She said, could you please pray for him? And so he got there and he got the family together. He prayed. And they didn't expect that young man to live, but he did live. He was he brought up completely out of that situation. Now you could say that was coincidence. She just accidentally dialed the same wrong number three times in a row. Or you could say she was unconsciously led to dial that number that was the wrong number in the natural, but the Spirit was connecting her to the right person for prayer that her and her family needed, her son needed at that time. See, God's got a, can y'all hang with me another minute or two? See, God's got a to-do list for every day. Now, sometimes we get His to-do list and sometimes we don't. Sometimes we're not sensitive enough. I'm preaching to the choir. This is the choir. I'm the choir that doesn't sing. But you understand what I'm saying. But He has a to-do list if we're sensitive. There's things that He wants us to do. There's emails to send. There's letters to mail. There's visits to make. There's people to pray for. But we have to be sensitive to hear His voice. But there's also natural things that He's wanting us to be sensitive about. And those natural things are very important also. I know there was this thing that we had to send back to Amazon. And I put it in the box and I was getting it ready to go back to Amazon. And I was getting flustered. Y'all ain't never got flustered. Y'all pray for me that I'll never get flustered. But it just wasn't flowing. And on the inside of me, I don't normally, you know, I just try to push past some things, you know, to get something off your to-do list, to get it done. And sometimes it's just not the right time to do it. And it just settled in on me. Today's not the day to do this. There's just too much. Not today. Don't do it today. And I said, okay, I'm not. So I didn't. I waited 2 days. It flowed so wonderful 2 days later when I did it. It was just a breeze. But that was the Holy Spirit involved in natural stuff, natural things. He's leading us and He's guiding us. And maybe it's not with an audible voice, and it's not 99.9% of the time, but He's still telling you something. Just settle down. Be at peace. This is not peace. This is not the right timing. There's anointing of ease, and we have greater flow when we're led by the Spirit. We were in intercessory prayer about a week ago, and Jim had felt led for us to start the prayer in praise that day. So for about the first 30 minutes, we just praised God. We didn't bring any prayer requests in that first 30 minutes. We were just praising God and praising God and praising God. And then after that 30 minutes, different people in the body, your names were just called out. Whoever we felt in our spirits, we're just calling out different names and different situations. And some we knew and some we don't know. And at the end of that prayer time, I just felt like that was a very productive prayer time. At the end of that prayer time that day, I was thinking, I could be wrong, but I believe we, all the assignments on God's to-do list for that day, not ours, but His, I feel like they were all taken care of in prayer that day. And He's got one of those for us every day, but sometimes we're just not tapping into it the way we should. I'm preaching to the choir again, that's me. So the Lord will speak to us about little things or big things. He'll speak to us about tires. He'll speak to, what about praying about this today or this person today? Who to encourage? Lord, speak to us about how to do things a certain way. Sometimes the way we do things can be done easier, and the Spirit will show us. You might have been doing something the same way for 10 years, and the Holy Spirit show you a different, a better way of doing it that's smoother, and you never saw it before. Ask Pastor Sharon if she'd come. John 10 and 27 again. My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them and they follow me. Proverbs 20 and 12. It was the Lord who gave us the eyes for seeing and the ears for hearing. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. That was an awesome, awesome word this morning. Amen. Praise God. And we can hear His voice. Sometimes, we're so busy and we're so cluttered with thoughts and stuff that we don't hear Him always speaking to us, but He's always speaking to us. He will speak to us. And if we'll just set ourselves aside to hear God, then He's directing us. He always wants to direct us.
Amen.
He always wants to lead us. And He's not trying to hold any secrets back from mm-hmm. us. Amen. Mm-hmm. Because He loves us and He cares everything about us. Amen. And so we need to just be so aware and conscious that God wants to speak to us. And we just have to get aside, just get ourselves still and quiet our minds. Sometimes we have to just make our minds mm-hmm. be quiet.
That's right.
So that we'll hear from God. Amen. And I want to just speak a word over you this morning. Word of prayer, if you'll just bow your heads. Father, I just thank You for Your word this morning, Father God. I thank You that You care so deeply and so much for us, Father God, that You speak to us, and it's Your heart's desire and will to speak to us and lead us and guide us, Father God, every day, every step that we take, Father God. You have a direct path for us, Father God, and You want to keep us on the right path, and You want to tell us the things that are best for us, the best things to do each and every day, the best deals, Father God, and the best directions to go in, Father. And we thank You that You do lead, guide, and direct us by Your Spirit, Father God. And we are so want to be so mindful of that each and every day. And we give You all praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Will you get Ashley for me or whoever's going to close out the service this morning? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Well, God is good, isn't He?
Amen.
All the time.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So I pray that you were blessed this morning. I know Amen. I was blessed. Amen. And God does so many things for us. Pastor just talked about one or two things. But it's because we are being more and more aware and more conscious of asking God, asking the Holy Spirit, and the little things, as Pastor said this morning, as well as the big things. And it's something that you actually need to try to train yourself
That's
to
right.
do because
That's
we
right.
are busy people and we do have so much going on. But if you will just train yourself to ask the Holy Spirit, even in the smallest, mm-hmm. minute things, mm-hmm. you will be surprised. But you wait to hear God and He will speak. And so many people think, well, they'll hear something on the inside of them mm-hmm. that they'll think, was that God? But if it's good, if it's not against His word, amen, mm-hmm. then it was God.
Uh-huh.
So be led. Yeah. train yourself to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And sometimes it's baby steps, but go ahead and trust those baby steps. Amen.
Amen.
And then you'll hear Him for the greater things. Because when we have a desperate need, that's when it's the hardest, because we are in such, you know, we're frustrated, and we mm-hmm. need to know what to do quickly.
That's right.
And so we want to learn to hear God in the small things, so that we will be trained to know that that's God's voice when we're in the desperate situations. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Give
Amen.
God a hand clap
Praise
this
God.
Morning.
Praise
Ashley,
God.
I turn it over to you.
Praise God.